This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And joining us in the cocktail bar now is DJ Mickey. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, DJ Mickey, I love the fact that you say your quality is just camp.
Well, it just is.
Also, your bio says that you're a dancer as well as a DJ producer.
Yes,
are you still dancing?
No, not anymore, unfortunately. I've gotten so much work, unfortunately, that I don't have time, unfortunately, to dance. It's a little bit exhausting running from gig to gig as well, so I think if I dance in between, I might wear myself out
and die.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, do you still do a little bit of a jive behind the desk? I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't really control my feet.
Yeah.
The good thing about being behind the decks is I can't see me moving my feet. So, I am constantly dancing behind the decks.
Now, you are a resident DJ of Sydney.
I am.
How long have you been DJing regularly around Sydney?
I've been DJing in Sydney for 2 years now.
Okay.
Just over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the major venues or parties or nights you've been playing?
Yeah, the major parties that I DJ at where I have residency at would be Daywash.
Yeah.
Hot Candy is another one. Resident DJ also of Ark Nightclub in Sydney.
Yeah.
Stonewall Hotel, the Columbian Hotel. They're really...
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I have been known as well to fly down to Melbourne, Perth and Cairns, and I headlined the FNQ Film Festival up there as well.
Okay.
Twice, 2 years in a row.
Cool.
With Victoria Anthony as well, actually, who did that this year as well with me.
So, what time are you playing at the party?
At the party, I start at 6 a.m.
6 a.m, yeah. So you're finishing up, you're wrapping us up.
I'm closing the RHI.
Alright, excellent. Hey, that means, usually that means it's got to be a little bit fluffier, so I'm imagining that's where the camp level's going to come in.
Yes, definitely, I'm going to have to keep it really camp, but Lucky V is sponsoring, so I'll be plenty of them to drink.
Now, you were mentioning to us before we introduced you that you've got a whole raft of things you're having to do in the next couple of days before you get to 6 a.m. at the RHI. Tell us a little bit about what else you're doing.
Yes, I do. So I'm actually partaking in a float. So I'm on a float, doing the Hot Candy float, which I've done for the last 4 years. Something I've always committed to and always enjoyed doing. It's an amazing feeling, and I do have a few friends here from the US, and I didn't want them to miss out on the opportunity of being part of it. So unfortunately, I've sort of got myself stuck in that one.
Okay.
So I'll be doing the parade and then off to the after party to support a few friends who are also DJing as well. And then on through to Sunday to Daywash and on through to Monday, I guess.
Right, so you're playing Daywash as well again?
I am. I'm actually towards the end. So I think a third last DJ towards the end closing Daywash. So another long stretch.
Yeah. Good work. Daywash, we've been to a few Daywashes in our time.
One or two.
They're always a pretty good party.
Yeah, so they are. They're getting better and better and better, actually. It's scaring me because I'm getting more addicted.
So give us a couple of hints as to your set for the RHI at 6 a.m.
The RHI at 6 a.m. It really just depends on where people are and how much energy they have. If they have heaps of energy, I might get harder, and if they don't, then I might just go so camp that they have no choice but to jump in the air.
what's your go-to track when you need to get the audience going or you need to move the audience somewhere? What's your number one go-to track?
I have a few go-to tracks. There is one particular go-to track that I do play. It's not necessarily a go-to track to save or get an audience. It's more to make everyone happy because I think everyone can relate to it, and it's a track that a lot of DJs have been trying to get off me. That is one that I produce.
You're
that
guarding your USB
that
stick.
That I won't give up with my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Hero by Mariah Carey, and it's actually a progressive house tribal remix, which is very hard to understand, but it works.
And I look forward to hearing that one during your set on Sunday morning.
But yeah.
Excellent. All right. DJ Mickey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
and sharing a little bit of what you're up to and what we can look forward to on Sunday morning.
Can't wait.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.